The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Apparently this is a thing. Some women are putting up an end of the year dating summary. They're doing it on TikTok and they're doing it like PowerPoints. So with statistics and numbers and graphs and pie charts and all of that. And this woman has a PowerPoint that goes along with it. Now, her original thing was like 2.5 minutes. This has been shortened up. But here she is rolling through her data.
Welcome to my year in dating wrapped. And for the entirety of 2022, I was single. So let's get to it. I went on a total of 40 first dates, which I know is a lot. None of them panned out very well. And one special lucky man got more than 7 dates. So the most original first date goes to the guy who brought me to a water park. And I fell in love 2 times this year. And then I'm still trying to get over one person. I accidentally got married once. That's a four different story.
What?
The overall result is I am still single.
So you want to imagine why.
Hold on.
42 dates in 1 year. That seems like a lot.
Right.
That
is a lot.
Oh, that's a ton, yeah.
But when you start, 42 dates in 1 year, roughly one a week. Yeah. So, that's not crazy.
No.
But factor in that she got married.
That had to be like a gag or something, right?
She fell in love twice. She went on a date 7 times with one guy.
Yeah, that was the only one that was that high.
So she went on roughly one date a week. With 40 different people, managed to get married, and is still single.
I can see why.
It's a lot.
I mean,
Do
you think you could fall in love twice in 1 year, Hot Wings?
I mean, I suppose, maybe.
Like, be smitten and have a crush?
Yeah,
but
sure.
That's believable, but, I am in love.
Yeah, I mean,
twice
able to say in love, but, I could see. Like, if it was in January and then December.
Yeah. Kelly, you like to jump from one thing to another. Have you ever done that?
Oh, yeah, I sure do.
Just kidding. That was very insulting.
No, it's okay. That's what somebody said that in my inbox one time, and I blasted him on social media. It was really fun.
You should do it again.
It was really, really fun. But I don't ever put boundaries on that, I guess. Like, I broke up with my ex last year in October, and then met the guy that I'm dating now in late March. But
I think there's a difference between, I'm quibbling with details, but at the end of the relationship, that's such a different feeling than I'm falling in love.
Absolutely.
And the head over heels, chemicals dumped into your bloodstream, euphoria.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I do think it's important, take a couple months off. It doesn't sound like this, or however long off you feel is necessary. I took all of November, all of December, and almost all of January before I started dating, and then had a really good time dating for a few months. Did not see myself in a relationship, and then met my now boyfriend.
Yeah.
But I mean, falling in love twice and getting married, it's like, it just seems like this person's more so wanting to fill a blank.
Maybe she started the year. No, I was going to say maybe she started off the year married and then got divorced. But no, she said she got married.
Mm-hmm. Somebody said they think she was married before this year. I don't know.
But she said got married.
That's what I heard.
She didn't say was married.
Yeah.
And got, because I feel like she would have said, I was married, I got divorced.
And then I went on 41 different first dates.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.